Was the whole thing hallucination engendered by that hell brew of a drug? The telephone started to ring. I suspected it might be Magnus, and it was.
"I've been ringing you for hours," he said.
"I was otherwise engaged."
"So I imagined. Well?"
The moment was one to savour. I wished I could keep him guessing. The thought gave me a pleasing sensation of power, but it was no use. I knew I had to tell him.
"It worked," I said. "Success. 100%.
I realised from the silence at the other end of the line that this piece of information was totally unexpected. He had visualised failure.
"I can hardly believe it," he said. "How absolutely splendid."
And then, taking charge, as always,
"Tell me everything, from the beginning. Wait, though, are you all right?"
"Yes," I said, "I think so. Except that I feel bloody tired, and I've cut my hand, and I was nearly sick in the boiler room."
"Minor matters, dear boy, minor matters. There's often a feeling of nausea afterwards. It soon passes. Go on."
"I found the row of bottles," I continued, "all in a locked cupboard, neatly labelled A, B, C. I poured exactly 3 measures from A into the medicine glass, and that was that. I swallowed it, replaced the bottle and glass, locked the cupboard, locked the lab, and waited for something to happen. Well, nothing did."
I paused to let this information sink in. No comment from Magnus. "As nothing seemed to be happening, I thought I'd go for a stroll, so I climbed over the wall by the summer house into the field and began to walk in the direction of the cliffs."
"You damn fool," he said. "I told you to stay in the house at any rate for the first experiment."
I know you did, but frankly, I wasn't expecting it to work."
Then I described my whole experience. There was complete silence, and I thought we'd been cut off.
"Magnus," I said, "are you there?"
His voice came back to me clear and strong. "How splendid," he said. "How absolutely splendid. You realise that this is the most important thing that has happened since the chemical boys got hold of Tionanar cattle and Ololioqui? These only push the brain around in different directions, quite chaotic. This is controlled, specific."
I knew I was onto something potentially tremendous, but I couldn't be sure, having only tried it on myself, that it wasn't hallucinogenic.
If this was so, you and I would have had similar physical reactions, loss of touch, greater intensity of vision and so on, but not the same experience of altered time. This is the important thing, the tremendously exciting thing.
"You mean," I said, "that when you tried it on yourself, you also went back in time? You saw what I did?"
"Precisely. I didn't expect it any more than you did. You and I apparently went into an identical period of time. 13th or 14th century, wouldn't you say, judging from their clothes?"
"I too saw the chap you describe as your horseman, Roger, didn't the prior call him?
The rather slatternly girl by the fire, and someone else as well, a monk, which immediately suggested a tie-up with the medieval priory that was once part of Tawadreth. The point is this. Does the drug reverse some chemical change in the memory systems of the brain? If it does, why does the molecular brew return to that particular moment in time? Why not yesterday, 5 years ago, or 120 years? It could be, and this is the thing that excites me, it could be that there is some very potent link connecting the taker of the drug with the first human image recorded in the brain while under the drug's influence. In both our cases, we saw the horseman. The compulsion to follow him was particularly urgent. I've made the trip, to use the student's phraseology, a number of times, and he's invariably there. You'll find the same thing happens on your next adventure. He always takes charge."
The assumption that I was to continue acting as guinea pig for Professor Magnus Lane did not surprise me. It was typical of our many years of friendship, both at Cambridge and afterwards. He called the tune, and I danced, in God only knew how many disreputable escapades in our undergraduate life together, and later, when we went our separate ways. He to his career as a biophysicist, and thence to a professorship at London University, I to the tamer routine of a publisher's office. My marriage to Vita 3 years ago had made the first break between us, possibly a salutary one for us both. The sudden offer of his house for the summer holidays, which I had accepted gratefully, being between jobs.